The Laws of Cricket 2017 Code, 2nd Edition, 2019, Copyright Marylebone Cricket Club Law 27. The Wicketkeeper 27.1 Protective Equipment. The wicketkeeper is the only fielder permitted to wear gloves and external leg guards. If these are worn, they are to be regarded as part of his/her person for the purposes of Law 28.2, Fielding the Ball. If by the wicketkeeper's actions and positioning when the ball comes into play it is apparent to the umpires that he/she will not be able to carry out the normal duties of a wicketkeeper, he/she shall forfeit this right and also the right to be recognized as a wicketkeeper for the purposes of Laws 33.2, A Fair Catch, 39, Stumped, 28.1, Protective Equipment, 28.4, Limitation of Onside Fielders, and 28.5, Fielders not to encroach on pitch. Gloves. If, as permitted under 27.1, the wicketkeeper wears gloves, they shall have no webbing between the fingers except joining index finger and thumb, where webbing may be inserted as a means of support. If used, the webbing shall be a single piece of non-stretch material which, although it may have facing material attached, shall have no reinforcements or tucks. The top edge of the webbing shall not protrude beyond the straight line joining the top of the index finger to the top of the thumb and shall be taut when a hand wearing the glove has the thumb fully extended. See Appendix E. Position of wicketkeeper. The wicketkeeper shall remain wholly behind the wicket at the striker's end from the moment the ball comes into play until a ball delivered by the bowler touches the bat or person of the striker or passes the wicket at the striker's end or the striker attempts a run. In the event of the wicketkeeper contravening this law, the striker's end umpire shall call and signal no ball as soon as applicable after the delivery of the ball. Movement by wicketkeeper. After the ball comes into play and before it reaches the striker, it is unfair if the wicketkeeper significantly alters his/her position in relation to the striker's wicket, except for the following: movement of a few paces forward for a slower delivery, unless in so doing it brings him/her within reach of the wicket. Lateral movement in response to the direction in which the ball has been delivered. Movement in response to the stroke that the striker is playing or that his/her actions suggest he/she intends to play. However, the provisions of Law 27.3 shall apply. In the event of unfair movement by the wicketkeeper, either umpire shall call and signal dead ball. Restriction on actions of wicketkeeper. If, in the opinion of either umpire, the wicketkeeper interferes with the striker's right to play the ball and to guard his/her wicket, Law 20.4.2.6, umpire calling and signaling dead ball, shall apply. If, however, either umpire considers that the interference by the wicketkeeper was willful, then Law 41.4, deliberate attempt to distract striker, shall also apply. Interference with wicketkeeper by striker. If, in playing at the ball or in the legitimate defense of his/her wicket, the striker interferes with the wicketkeeper, he/she shall not be out except as provided for in Law 37.3, obstructing a ball from being caught.